Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of May 2020. Supreme Court has held a foreign award unenforceable on the grounds of being opposed to the foundational policy of Indian law and basic concept of justice. Supreme Court has held that subsection 5 of section 4 of the Payment of Gratuity Act 1972 will apply only when there are alternative options for the employee under the Act and under the terms of contract with the employee. Supreme Court has issued notice in Shajil Imam's plea for consolidation of first information reports filed against him across the country for investigation by a single agency. Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to advocate Prashant Bhushan in first information report registered against him by Gujarat police alleging hurting of religious sentiments. Supreme Court has sought a status report from the Maharashtra government regarding the probe into the lynching and consequent death of two sadhus in Palghar. Bombay High Court has directed the state government and the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, to submit their reply to a habeas corpus petition filed by a member of the Centre of Indian Trade Unions alleging that a fellow member had been illegally quarantined by the authorities. Bombay High Court has quashed and set aside a notification issued by the state government for appointment of four persons as directors of Nanded Gurdwara Board and has held that as per Nanded Sikh Gurdwara Sach Khand Sri Hazur Ap Chalnagar, Sahib Act, 1956, it is only the General Committee of the Diwan that can nominate members to the board, not the state government. Karnataka High Court, District Courts, Family Courts, Labour Courts and Industrial Tribunals will remain closed till the 16th of May, 2020. Kerala High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation seeking to bring back the COVID-19 affected vulnerable nurses of Kerala from other states to ensure that they are given proper medication, stating that the nurses may raise their grievances before the nodal officers. Orissa High Court has directed the state government to expedite the investigation into death of a kidney patient, who was allegedly denied treatment at a private hospital on the basis of his religion, during the lockdown. Supreme Court has directed that parents with visitation rights may resort to electronic means, keeping in view the inability of parents to meet their children physically due to the nationwide lockdown. Supreme Court has issued notice in a plea seeking nationwide cost-related regulations for treatment of coronavirus patients at private and corporate hospitals, observing that the court could not interfere in matters of private hospitals without giving them an opportunity of being heard. Supreme Court has refused to stay the Central Vista redevelopment project for construction of new Parliament Building and Common Secretariat, saying there is no urgency to pass any interim order as no work will be undertaken due to the lockdown. Supreme Court has directed the Reserve Bank of India to ensure that its circular on the 3-month moratorium on loan repayment between the 1st of March 2020 and the 31st of May 2020 is implemented in its letter and spirit, as it appears that banks are not extending the benefit to borrowers. Supreme Court has directed the central government to consider the representations made by the IIM Welfare Society for providing ration to those people who do not have any ration cards. Delhi High Court has sought a response from the centre and the Aam Aadmi Party government on a plea alleging that non-corona cases were not getting adequate medical attention. Delhi High Court has directed the centre and the Aam Aadmi Party government to effectively implement provisions of the Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act, 2005, DV Act, during the lockdown. The court has also asked the government to see if it can appoint temporary protection officers to handle DV Act-related cases. Delhi High Court has refused to issue any directions on a public interest litigation seeking to intervene with authorities to ensure uninterrupted supply of meat as an essential item during the lockdown. Delhi High Court has stayed the interim relief given to India's housing finance from paying dues to investors who hold non-convertible debentures, NCDs, of the company. Delhi High Court has asked all the subordinate courts to create proper facility of video conferencing in the complexes of all the district courts. Bombay High Court has issued notice to the state of Maharashtra, the Director General of Police and the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, while admitting a public interest litigation filed by an advocate of Supreme Court seeking a CBI or Special Investigation Team investigation into the Palghar mob lynching incident wherein two sadhus and their driver were brutally beaten to death. Bombay High Court has allowed employers to deduct wages of workers who remain absent from work in areas where the lockdown has been lifted. Allahabad High Court has rejected an application moved by the Shahjahanpur law student, alleging bias on part of the Special Investigation Team, SIT, that had investigated her rape case and also the extortion case filed against her. Madras High Court has dismissed a writ petition seeking to reveal the identity of the COVID-19 affected persons, stating that doing so might result in social stigmatization of such patients. Madras High Court has dismissed a petition seeking enhancement of the cash benefit of 1,000 rupees being provided to the ration card holders in the state of Tamil Nadu during the lockdown. Gujarat High Court has issued notification cancelling the High Court's summer vacation which had been scheduled from the 11th of May 2020 to the 7th of June 2020. Karnataka High Court has allowed the Bengaluru police to release 35,000 vehicles which were seized for violation of lockdown norms. Kerala government has promulgated an ordinance to empower the government to defer payment of up to 25% of monthly salary of its employees during the times of disasters and public emergencies.